Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Well, I know you've been waiting with bated breath since yesterday's podcast to find out why I think Paul circumcised Timothy in Acts 16. I'm being a little sarcastic. I think most of you already know what I think. I think that Paul struggles with acceptance. I think he wants to be approved of. He wants to be liked. And I think that it's easier for him to just circumcise Timothy and be approved of by the Jews in that region than it is to argue about circumcision. He's possibly a better writer than he is a public speaker. We get that in some of his letters anyhow, that he's better at putting his words onto paper than he is face-to-face. He has a tendency to be too bold, too angry face-to-face, but he speaks beautifully on paper. Let's not hold that against him. There's been great people throughout history who were not great public speakers who could write. One of the most famous in American history is Thomas Jefferson, who history tells us was not a good public speaker. He spoke very quiet. He didn't make good eye contact. He wasn't really good at forming his words out loud, but on paper, my goodness, the man wrote things that were Shakespearean in their beauty and were at a depth intellectually that a lot of people never touch. Well, that's a gift, and Paul used his gift the best way that he could, in that he oftentimes was better at writing. So I think in person there were issues, and I think some of them are that he doesn't feel gifted, and I think some of them is the need to be accepted. But this had to be an issue of contention forever in his ministry, because here's a guy who will work so hard to preach that you don't need to be circumcised in order to be a son of Abraham. That's all. That's half the book of Galatians right there. And yet, right here in one moment in Acts 16, a lot of that seems undone by this action. And so let's have mercy on people. Just because not everything in their life lines up with everything that they preach doesn't mean they're hypocritical. A lot of times it means they're struggling with the things they preach, or they're struggling in some respects to live to the things that they preach. While living up to the things we preach is not part of the gospel, it's not like we go preach and then we try to live up to it. We really should be ministering out of where we are rather than where we want to be. And I've struggled with that many times. You know, we'll preach where I want to be rather than where I am. And it's been a learning process to just start to minister from where I am. And we don't minister from where we are because we're afraid of being made fun of. We're afraid of being cut down. We're afraid that where we are isn't good enough. That where we are isn't holy enough, so to speak, isn't sound. And yet it's real. And I'd much rather hear man minister from where he is than where he wishes he could be. And so I think Paul, struggling with that, he just goes ahead and circumcises Timothy. I also think, and we've said this before, Paul's statement of, I become all things to all men, Jew to the Jew, Gentile to the Gentile. I don't think Paul's telling you that that's what you should do. I think Paul's telling you that's what he does. And I don't necessarily think it's commendable. I think that Paul knows that that's his character, and he kind of morphs into whatever he's around. And a lot of times when people do that, they have acceptance issues. And I think that's possibly what's going on with Paul. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily in verse 5. So the people come in, and I don't know how many of them Paul has to circumcise in order to make people happy. We don't get into that too much more. So the next segment is the Macedonian call, and we'll go into that tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.